That one there gives you the full screen.
That one. Okay. Well, what I want to speak about this morning, I've entitled, Why Do You Reason? And those that have been doing the study on Wednesday night, you will recognize some of the stuff that I will be sharing with you. But I really felt like this is something that the Lord wanted to challenge us with and just speak to our hearts regarding where we're at, what we're facing, what we're going through. So we're going to be going to Mark 8. Let me start by giving you a little bit of an overview of what happens in Mark 8. So in verse 6, says, so he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. Then in verse 8 it says, so they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Then in verse 11, just a couple of verses later, says, then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. So you've got this amazing miracle that happened, and then the next thing you have is you've got the Pharisees coming out and challenging Jesus. And then it says in verse 13, and he left them, and getting into the boat again, departed to the other side. So now we have Jesus with the disciples in the boat. They're heading away, going across to the other side of the lake. Picking up now in verse 14. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than 1 loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Jesus says, take heed, beware. Obviously, what he is sharing with them, he sees as important. And he's wanting them to take note of this. So we've seen that he's had this confrontation with the Pharisees. And he's saying, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now, we'll come back at some stage and look at that probably next week as to what the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod is. But I want you to notice the response of the disciples. Verse 16, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have no bread. Obviously, Jesus is saying something of vital importance to them. Take heed, beware. And these guys sitting in the boat totally miss what Jesus is saying. They think that he's talking about their bread supplies. Jesus is wanting to instruct them about their future, prepare them for their future. They are thinking past, what they haven't done, present, what they lack and don't have, and it says that they reasoned among themselves. I'm sure they started saying things like, well, who forgot to get the bread? Well, Judas, he has the money. He should have bought the bread. Yeah, well, Pete, if you weren't talking so much, we would have thought about the supplies. Matthew, you're the logical one. You're the one that comes up with all the lists. Why didn't you have a list? And I'm sure that they were reasoning backwards and forwards, and well, next time we need to do this. And I'm sure Jesus was just sitting in the boat listening to these guys as they talk, they try and come up with why, they try and put the blame on somebody else because they don't want to take the blame. Ever been there? and they're trying to sort out what they should do or could do or what next time should look like. Verse 17, but Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason? Because you have no bread. Why do you reason? Because you have no bread. And he really challenges them, and I believe he wants to challenge us. Why, when you are in a place of need or a place of lack, do you turn to reason? Why are you having that as your default? See, when we look in Matthew 6, Jesus says, do not worry. Do not worry about your life. Now, worry is fear-based. And most of us are aware of the fact that we shouldn't worry, because worry takes us down the wrong pathway. We're listening to the wrong voices. But reason is something we're often not aware of. It's our default. It's that thinking through of, well, if I did this and did that, then this would work. But you see, reason is based in us, based in what we can do, what we can make things look like. It's always based in self. And it's based in our lack, our inability, our need, our current situation. It's worldly thinking. And worldly thinking starts with need. Then we'll come up with the steps. We'll do A, B, and C. And we'll end up with a solution. But kingdom thinking always starts with supply. You supply my needs. By his stripes, I am healed. It starts with supply. It focuses on faith. And it ends up with an answer. Two totally different ways of thinking. And I believe the Lord wants to challenge us. Why do you reason? You are spirit beings. You're my kids. You belong to a kingdom that starts with supply, but you're coming from your place of lack. He then goes on to say in verse 17, do you not yet perceive nor understand? He's really challenging these guys, and I believe he's challenging us. Why do you reason? Well, part of reason is the fact that we don't perceive and we don't understand. Perception has to do with what we sense and what we're aware of. In fact, I think I've put it in here for you. Yes, to become aware or conscious of something. We kind of talk about intuition. It's that awareness. And many times we're aware of the things of the kingdom, though we can't quite put our finger on it. It's this inner knowing. That's where Jesus said, do you not perceive? So yes, we are able to perceive. Understand is to put things together mentally. And it's interesting that Jesus says this. He's not saying, well, get rid of your brain. He's saying, no, recognize that there's things that you can perceive and there's things that you will understand. And the Lord wants to have us use our mind as our servant. It's a great servant. And our mind is built with the ability to make 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 and put it all together. That is what our mind is designed for. As our servant, it's great. As our master, it's like it sets up its own little wee castle, and it puts a moat round and a drawbridge, and it says, okay, only those thoughts that line up with my thinking are coming across the drawbridge. And I'm sure, like me, you've met people who don't understand, and it's like, nah, doesn't make sense. Nah, that's stupid. And you try and talk to them about the things of the kingdom, and it's like the drawbridge is up and it's not getting across the moat. So Jesus challenges us about our perceptions and about the things that we understand. And I believe that he wants us to have kingdom understanding. And that's where, when he speaks to us, the truth of that word is meant to transform us. But when we just go into reasoning, we end up places like the disciples sitting in the boat, thinking about the fact that they haven't taken bread with them. So far away from what Jesus is wanting to instruct them and to bring understanding to them. And I think many times we end up in situations like this, even in our relationships with one another, that many times we don't receive what is said because of our own understanding, our own perceptions, our own inner voices, our own reasoning. Not only relates to, you know, us hearing things from the Lord and the Lord wanting to encourage us, and we see it as correction. The Lord wanting to speak about our future, and we think it's talking about us and our performance and our failure in the past. So many times we misinterpret what God's saying because of what is happening in our own heart. And we do that with one another. I know I've shared the story before, but one of the things that will trip me up often is when Ray will say to me, when's dinner, or what time is dinner? My challenge with that has been because of the reasoning and the own inner messaging that has been in my life. See, I grew up in a home where my mum at 6 o'clock, I mean, to this day, when I hear the introductory music to the 1 o'clock news, not the 1 o'clock, the 6 o'clock news, sorry, on TV One, I can see my parents. I can see my dad sit down in his chair and my mum on the dot. When that music was playing, that the tray would go on Dad's lap with his meal already for him. And they would sit down every day, 6 o'clock on the dot. So for me, I haven't been able to do that. Like, if I succeed on 6 o'clock on the dot to have the meal ready, it's like, that's huge. I did it. But most times I don't. Most times I've decided that I'm working on something else, and, you know, cooking the meal has become the last minute thing that I'm throwing together. It's not the central focus of my day. And when Ray says to me, what time's dinner? I don't hear his question. I hear what's happening on the inside of me, which says, you're not as good as your mum. You're always running late with cooking the meal. You're a hopeless cook. You're not a very good housewife. And on and on and on, the things that are happening, and I start to reason. So this is something I believe that affects our relationship, not just with the Lord, but also with one another. And it comes to, what do we perceive? What do we understand? What are the mental processes that we have going on in our mind? What are the perceptions that we have of our life, of ourselves, of who we are? Those are big issues. And they affect us in so many ways. Oh, why isn't this working for me? Next question that Jesus asks really hits at the underlying issue for all of us. Is your heart still hardened? It always comes back to an issue of the heart, doesn't it? It's like, what has our heart, has our thoughts, has our understanding, has our perceptions of ourselves, of life, of who we are, where we're going, what our future looks like? It's a heart issue. And Jesus asks him, is your heart still hardened? In other words, what you've been through with being with me and walking with me is meant to have had an impact on your heart. And when it doesn't, then what we understand, what we perceive, what we receive is limited. And an example of that is in the parable of the soils, where Jesus talks about the four different soil types. And in Matthew 13:19, it says this: when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. The wayside is not, you know, sort of the ditch or the wilderness area. The wayside is actually the path. And between the fields that they had in biblical times, they had the paths that people walked on. And these were hard areas where, you know, people had walked again and again and again, and it had made the ground hard. And it's a picture of the mind, because our mind is made with pathways in it, where we form concepts by going repeatedly down the same path. And these concepts form even from an early age, where we've had one thought after another thought, and we've come to a conclusion. And we go down those pathways very quickly. Many times, you know, our thoughts are faster than we even realize. So my example of Ray saying, when's dinner? My mind has a pathway, and I have gone down that pathway before I can even blink my eyes. And it's these pathways that we have established that make it hard for us to receive the word. But the parable of the soils also gives us this wonderful scenario between the disciples and Jesus, because Jesus shares this parable and the disciples come to him and ask, what's it all about? So their response in this parable is awesome. They make the right response. They come to Jesus and they ask. In the story that we've been looking at in Mark, they don't ask. When Jesus says, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, they don't go, Jesus, what the heck are you talking about? No, they step into reason. They start with what he said, and they go down the pathway of, oh, such and such and such and such. And they get into reasoning, and it's reasoning that takes us down this pathway. Instead of backing up and saying, okay, Lord, don't understand. Give me revelation of what you're saying. And the wayside is not only this hard path that many feet travel, it's also the place where the seed is lost. Jesus says here that the birds of the air or the wicked one comes, in fact, I think it's Luke says, comes immediately. Ever thrown bread out to the birds or seed or whatever? As soon as you throw it out, the birds are there. And it's a picture of the devil coming immediately to get the word. And the one thing that he is after in our life is the word. So what's God saying to you? What's the seed that God's throwing into your heart? Are you recognizing it, or are you just going into reason? See, most people at the moment are dealing with something. We've already talked about and prayed for those that are dealing with health issues. But for many, there's financial issues. There's the insecurity of lockdown. There's a global pandemic. There's the issue of vaccination. There's all kinds of things. And a huge open area for us to get into reasoning, for us to talk about this point of view and that point of view. And so-and-so said that. And the latest research says this. And I'm not in any way saying that we should throw our minds out. But I do feel like the Lord is saying, where's your starting point? Why do you reason? Let's be a people who know how to come back and say, okay, Lord, this is where we're at. This is what we're facing. What are you saying? What's the word that you are speaking into my life and into my heart? Verse 17 again. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason? Because you have no bread. Don't start with your place of lack. Start with the kingdom. Start with what God has said. Start with what you perceive. What are you sensing? Where are you feeling like God's leading you? What do you understand? What truth is already anchored in your heart where you know God is good? He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll be with me in times of trouble. What are the things that your heart already understands? Don't let your heart become hardened. Don't let the devil take the word. Hold on to the word and hold on to what God has for you. As we finish this morning, I'm going to throw it open to people to give some feedback, because I know that we've had people that have been doing a course. And as I said, we're going to come back next week and we're going to talk some more about this, because Jesus goes on and talks about how to come out of this place of reasoning and how to build our faith. But I really felt like today he just wanted to challenge us with the thing of how we responding to the situation that we are finding ourselves in. Are we going with reason? Are we letting our mind set the course for our future? Or are we coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is what I understand of who you are. This is what I'm sensing of what you're saying to me right in this situation. And Lord, I may not understand, but I know whom I have believed. And I know you're a good God. And I know that you're with me. I'm going to stop the recording now and then free it up for people to respond.